get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Golhar. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Golhar is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Golhar. Welcome to the show, the one-hour radio that you've been longing for all day. Oh, I know. It feels so good to be on the air with you. Believe me, I love it every single day. We're talking about real estate investing. We're talking about how you can make money, how you can grow your wealth, and most importantly, how you can build a legacy with real estate. My guest today is Nathan Brooks with Bridge Turnkey Investments. We'll be talking about the turnkey space for a little bit of time and offering some strategies that you can deploy right now to win. We'll also be discussing the Kansas City market. And what about Kansas City that people, investors, find fascinating? All right, let's bring Nathan on the air. Nathan, welcome to the show.
Abhi, thank you so much for having me on.
You got it. My pleasure. Tell us a little bit about who you are, your background, and what you do.
Sure. Well, I am out of the Kansas City market. I'm a real estate investor, and I am focused this year on my team. We will do about 150 turnkey homes out of the Kansas City market, and we're really focused on delivering a really high-quality, high-touch experience, not only, on the quality of the homes that we do, but also on the, quality and experience that we deliver for our clients, as they go through and after they've closed on their properties.
Awesome. What, help me understand just on a very baseline, what is the definition of turnkey investing?
It's a great question. You know, one of the things I think there's a variation among people who do turnkey houses. One of the things that for us that was important and the way that we defined it for us was anything that didn't have a 10-year useful life or more, it was fixed or replaced. So that was in the construction process, roofs, windows, HVAC, plumbing, electrical. We're making sure that we're not just putting the proverbial lipstick on a pig, but we're really taking it from the inside out and saying, okay, we want that everything in this home, that not only for the tenant that's going to live in that property, but for the owner and investor who's spending their, hard-earned time and resources, has a property that has, the CapEx items are handled and it looks beautiful and it's well renovated. So everything is done basically at the same quality and level that you'd put something on the MLS. And then that investor gets to buy that home. They have it as their rental property. The tenant is placed on day one. So the day that they close on the property, they have cash flow. And so then it is professionally managed. So all through that process, the client doesn't have to know how to swing a hammer. They don't have to know how to buy a house. They don't need to know how to, property manage, all the tenant issues and maintenance and stuff. They literally can invest their money, buy a well-renovated house, and then have an asset in their portfolio.
So if I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, okay, Nathan, I get it. Abhi, I get it, right? You are encouraging me to buy turnkey properties, but I'm a business owner, all right? I'm an investor. I'm an entrepreneur. I invest in my own business. What type of investor should be considering turnkey, right? Like for those business owners that have a little bit of cash sitting on the side, you don't want to be exposed to the volatility of the stock market. Do I need to be an active investor? Should I be the person that's going to dig in with you, buy, renovate with you, and then hold on for a little while? Should I be more passive? What do you generally recommend?
Certainly turnkey is not for everybody. There's many ways you can slice that pie. But I think when we look at the people that we work with all the time, we work with business owners, we work with the attorneys, we work with the dentists, we work with the doctors, we work with all types of people, firemen, police officers, tech entrepreneurs, business owners, financial advisors. So we work with the gamut of people. And I think that the key is what is important to you in the asset that you're investing in. And so, if you're somebody who wants to get your hands dirty and go in and buy something off market or that needs work and put the work into it and understand what you're buying and what it's worth and, you know, maybe get your hands dirty or go hire a contractor and run through, then sure, you know, though, if that is what you want to do, you can potentially, they don't always go the way that you expect them to. You can potentially make, you know, more money or have equity in the home. But, you know, the investors that we work with and the investors that we are drawn to our company are people who, you know, they've saved up some money and they want to know that it's done right. They want to know that there's somebody else who is a professional home buyer, home renovator, and then, you know, ultimately on the property management. And so, you know, I think the best client for us and the person that's drawn to turnkey is somebody who understands that real estate is a great asset. It's something that has multiple things that are incredible about it, whether it's cash flow, appreciation, depreciation. Not to mention this is one of the finest times maybe in our lifetime from a tax standpoint. So even if you're quote unquote not a real estate person, but you can build your wealth and have other people helping you increase that wealth by, you know, owning the asset, having somebody else, you know, a tenant paying it down. And, you know, over time, you can really build an incredible, you know, not only portfolio properties, have a tax benefit for that, increase your net worth. And then ultimately, you know, if you're ready to retire, you can now have, you know, cash flow properties helping, you know, with your lifestyle and with what you want to do at that point.
So you've mentioned a couple of tax benefits here. What can you elaborate on that a little bit? Help me understand, as an investor in turnkey properties with Bridge Turnkey Investments, what tax incentives do I receive as an investor?
Well, you still have the depreciation on your property. You know, you have the benefit of having the things that you know, whether it's your maintenance and the things that you're spending money on, you can pay them down. And then you also use those against your income. And then, you know, you also have right now in the marketplace, and I'm certainly no tax expert, but there's what's called advanced depreciation right now as well. So we have a lot of benefits that can go against your income in the real estate space. And also when you just look at having that, you know, whether it's the insurance and the taxes and stuff that you can write off against that investment that you own. And then ultimately, you know, even beyond the taxes, that you get to actually look at what that pay down looks like over the course of those mortgages. And, you know, we really encourage our people who are investing with us to really think about not just that short term, you know, buying and selling a home, but really what does the long term look like and that pay down look like over the course of time, the depreciation of that property. And then, you know, ultimately you own this asset. And you get to have all those benefits as well as, you know, the cash flow that comes out of it.
Awesome. We've got to go to break in just a second. When we do come back, though, I'm going to ask you a little bit about some of the red flags that I should be looking for in residential rental property that you guys at Bridge Turnkey Investments also look at, identify and then weed out the best properties to then offer to your investors. I also want to ask a little bit about the overall process of how turnkey investing works. That's going to be really key and crucial. And then, of course, why investors should consider a turnkey as an investing strategy. All moving forward, I think it's all good stuff. Nathan, hang on for me, but I do want to ask you, what's the best way that our listeners can get in touch with you and your team?
Absolutely. They can track us down on bridgeturnkey.com, and we look forward to connecting with them.
Awesome. So with that, we got to go to break. Think Realty Nation, get in touch. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com, ask your questions. We'll have them answered on the power play. And then, of course, we have a magazine. It's called Think Realty Magazine. You can pick it up at Barnes & Noble, read it. And then I know you're going to have questions. So then go to thinkrealtyradio.com and ask your question. All right. I got to go to break. I'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you by Auction.com, the largest real estate marketplace for foreclosure and bank-owned properties with over 30,000 homes nationwide. Search now at Auction.com/ThinkRealty. We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages. Attention real estate investors. Join the nation's top pros in residential and commercial investing in Baltimore at the Think Realty Conference and Expo, April 6th and 7th. Network with industry leaders and service providers and learn how to earn a higher return on your real estate investments. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 6th and 7th. Text radio to 96270. That's radio to 96270. Or visit thinkrealty.com/Baltimore to register.
Real estate notes give you immediate cash flow without tenants, repairs, or property taxes. With PaperSourceOnline.com, you buy a note, you become the banker, you decide how much interest you'll earn, and bankers never get phone calls from tenants. How do you get started? Take the free e-course by Bill Mancaro of The Paper Source. Bill's been buying notes for over 30 years. Bill has the heart of a teacher and wants you to succeed. Sign up for Bill's free e-course now at PaperSourceOnline.com. That's PaperSourceOnline.com.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage them. Narada Real Estate Investments saves you time by providing you with professionally managed income properties in the best U.S. markets. Learn more at PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and download your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
All right, Think Realty Nation, we're back. It's Abhi Golhar. Welcome to Think Realty Radio. For those of you just joining us, head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Ask your question. Super important that you do that. And then go grab a copy of our print magazine that you can find at Barnes & Noble. My guest today is Nathan Brooks from Bridge Turnkey Investments. He is a co-founder, CEO, and Big Cheese head honcho. And he actually made me say these words. So yeah, I'm excited to have him on the air, kind of sharing some tactics about turnkey real estate investing for those of you business owners and entrepreneurs out there that, you know, you have a little bit of cash, you've done well, and you want to learn how to finish well. Turnkey rental real estate is a possible pathway, and I highly recommend it. So that being said, so far, Nathan, we've talked about some of the tax benefits as a from a depreciation perspective, and of course now the bonus depreciation, and we also talked about what type of investor a turnkey real estate is would be best suited for. Let's talk about some of the red flags, right? Let's get over some of like the easy, gushy stuff. Let's talk about the red flags. What do I need to know? What do I need to watch out for as an investor? From two fronts. Number one, from a property perspective, that wouldn't make a good turnkey or that wouldn't make a good rental. And number two, if I'm, say, approached by other turnkey companies, what do I need to look out for so I know which one is reputable and which one is not?
Sure. Great questions. First of all, you know, I think the ultimate red flag, you can start with your eyes. And you want to understand, like, what does the home look like? And is it a high-quality pictures? Do you have a full understanding of what it looks like? And then kind of marry that also with the question of what is the scope of work for that property, right? So what did they do? In our business, we actually give the client that full scope of work up front. We say, you know, hey, these are literally all the things that we did. So you can understand, like, if we're – The company is saying, you know, hey, we did a full renovation. Okay, cool. Show us the scope of work. Hey, there's only a couple of things on here. Tell me about that, right? Understand why they decided to do or not do what they did. And So that's one. Number two is, you know, it's easy to buy houses. Typically, it's not so easy, or you have to at least just be clear on what type of home you're buying. So from our perspective, we also want to make sure that we don't just get, you know, a home, but we get a home that we can renovate well. And it's not only just pretty in a picture, but it actually makes sense as a property, because, you know, it's easy to look at a pro forma or look at like, hey, this is my expectation of cash flow, but it really comes down to not you as an investor buying it, not me, the one who's renovating it, selling it, but it actually comes down to that tenant who's in there, because that tenant is the one who makes it their home, and they're the one who makes it the place that they live and have their life, and that they're paying rent, right? So we want to make sure that property is someplace that they want to live. They want to be there a long time. It's beautiful to look at. It has a good flow to it. And so, you know, I think that's something that's often overlooked. And so, you know, talk to the property management company. Understand, hey, what's your typical timeline to rent a home like this? Have you been into it? You know, tell me about the rent rate. And are we at the high side? You know, are we in the middle? Or is this low for the market? What's the turnaround time typically when you market a property to when it's leased? So as you start to know those things about it, then you can better understand the type of property, and also kind of understand that company who's that turnkey provider, and you kind of have a better sense of their culture. You have a better sense of what type of product they put out, and that way you know whether or not that's the kind of property and the company that you want to work with.
In terms of cash flow expectation, I know that is very specific to each market, and we'll get into Kansas City in a little bit. But generally speaking, what should my cash flow expectation be on turnkey rentals? Should it be $100 a month? Should it be $600 a month? What are your thoughts?
You know, this is such a tricky question, and I'll address it in this way. So cash flow is, you know, when you pay all the bills, what's left, right?
Yeah.
So one of the issues that I have with the many, many turnkey companies out there, and just in general, is that companies don't include all of the costs. And so what are all the costs? Well, it's the cost of your principal interest, you know, taxes and insurance. It's your property management company. It's your maintenance and CapEx. And so understanding, you know, what is actually at the end of that. And so, you know, first of all, we can't guarantee any sort of cash flow, right? Because that we're told not to,
right.
First of all. But I think that when you look at holistically, you know, like for instance, in Kansas City, you know, you can average around $200, you know, give or take, and have that in cash flow. But I want people to really think about this a lot, which is, it's cash flow is just one component in the midst of this conversation. And you want to make sure that when you're looking at all those numbers and you have a turnkey company that provides, say, that pro forma. And so, you know, they give you a top line, which is your rent rate, and then they give you your mortgage. You know, so it's $1,000 rent, $600 mortgage, so it's about $400, that we're not really encompassing all of the costs that are associated with that property. And so, again, that's a place you want to come back and ask, but, you know, what is it, why don't we have property management, you know, included in here? Why don't we have the CapEx, you know, and reserves included in here? And so you really want to understand. And the other thing is you want to understand what type of market it is too. So is this an appreciating market that's, you know, going really, really fast into the positive, which again is a dangerous proposition to be, you know, necessarily, you know, basing your investment on a property that could appreciate a lot that says, say maybe it doesn't cash flow that well,
mm-hmm.
Versus saying, you know, I'm buying this property on what I see. I understand what I'm paying for it. I understand what the rent rates are. It's a stable investment. It's a cash flow investment. I can have a sense of, you know, it might have a little appreciation, but even if it stays in the range or increases very little, it still is a great investment. It does cash flow for me. And, you know, I've taken account of all those things that, you know, principal interest, taxes, insurance, property management, vacancy, CapEx, et cetera. So that's what I would say is the best place to come and look at it from and have a real clear expectation of kind of what those actual costs are and eyes wide open as you go into it.
Yeah, I've always been a big believer in an eyes wide open strategy, not an eyes wide shut strategy. So that's always a good thing. Generally speaking, should people choose a turnkey strategy versus, well, the alternative, right? Which is I'm going to find the house and then I'm going to communicate with the sellers and then I'm going to renovate it and then I'm going to rent it and then I'm going to manage the thing myself. Is that something that makes sense to do if I'm looking at building a portfolio?
You know, I think that it could, but I think that there's a lot of downside to that. I think that if you're somebody who is really interested in real estate and you're going to scale, say, to, you know, 10 or 15 properties over a course of time, are you going to put in the same amount of time and effort that you put into your, you know, you're a dentist or you are a school teacher or you are a firefighter or whatever, and think about all the time and energy in school and learning curves that you had to learn that. And are you going to apply the same level of conviction, the same level of interest, the same level of learning and obsession, whatever you want to call it, into that problem? And if that's the case, then go get it.
Hey, no, that's fair. And I think at the end of the day, there are a lot of investors that want control, but you can still have control of the property. You can, but you don't have to do all the work. And for a lot of us busy entrepreneurs and business owners and professionals out there, quite frankly, believe me, you don't want to manage contractors all the time. All right, we got to go to break. More with Nathan when we come back. Stay tuned.
Today's show is brought to you by Auction.com, the largest real estate marketplace for foreclosure and bank-owned properties with over 30,000 homes nationwide. Search now at Auction.com/ThinkRealty. We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
Need a fast, reliable decision-making tool in today's real estate landscape? RentFacts combines real estate expertise and data to deliver decision-making tools for real estate pros. Investors, lenders, or property managers, RentFacts can determine rents and reliability of income for specific neighborhoods, forecast gross and net income in seconds. Find out how RentFacts can predict and compare how demographics, economics, crime, and other location factors affect the stability of your rental with a risk score. Go to RentFactsPro.com. RentFactsPro.com.
Savvy investors make use of smart savings. Think Realty Radio listeners, you have the opportunity to save smart with Sherwin-Williams Paint. Sign up for your free Think Realty membership now and activate discounts to save up to 50% off of select Sherwin-Williams Paint. Rehabbers, investors, property managers, this is your opportunity to save big for your next project. Start saving up to 50% now. Go to thinkrealty.com/paint and then click discounts.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi Golhar. We are back. You are listening to Think Realty Radio. My guest today is Nathan Brooks, the CEO of Bridge Turnkey Investments. Check him out, bridgeturnkey.com. Nathan, let's keep the conversation going here. We're talking about turnkey real estate investing, specifically with single-family rentals. Can you help me understand what the process is from start to finish of how all this works?
Absolutely. And that's a great question, Avi. So we really kind of break that into three sections. We first look at the buy, you know, so for our acquisition side, we look at the renovation of that property, and then we look at the disposition or sale. So that's that when we're handing it off to property management, we're leasing it, and then ultimately, cha-ching, the buyer gets to close on that. That investor owns their home and cash flow day one.
Awesome.
So, you know, first we look at that buy side, which is, you know, kind of back to the question you asked, like, tell me what are the red flags? So we want to look at, does this home look like a home that somebody would, we want to buy? So can we renovate it in the budget that we have expected here? Is there anything really, you know, that we cannot solve in the construction process or can't budget for it? And then third, you know, is this a home somebody wants to live in, right? Because you get some of those houses that have, you know, third and fourth additions on them, and they're kind of weird. So, you know, we don't want to buy those homes because then they're much harder to lease. They don't lease for as much money. So once we close on that property, we already have a scope of work. We already have a design called our selection sheet. So that's the colors on the wall, the type of roof, the windows that are going in, the kitchen countertops. And so we run that, and we have a project manager in the field. And they're reviewing that property. We're making sure that the quality, and we talk about on time, quality, and budget. And so we run that whole play. And then at the very back end of that construction, we do what we call our quality audit. So when we're about done, we sign off on the project with that contractor, and then we go in with our own team. We review that job. We go through literally, you know, to the nitty-gritty, every little tiny detail that we can find. So we do a quality audit and check and fix anything that's there. Then we have a third-party inspector that comes out, and they do all the checks. And we literally have a spreadsheet of every one of the items that comes out, you know, however many or few, and, you know, name what the problem was, name how we fixed it, and then put a picture of that completed inspection item. And then finally, we send it to our property management partner, and then they do a check. So by the time our client has seen that property, we've literally gone through, you know, two sets of eyes on the acquisition, two or three sets of eyes on that quality audit in that handoff, or at the construction itself, and then, you know, two sets of eyes between the handoff over to property management and then leasing. And then, the process is very simple for those investors to buy. So they bring their, you know, down payment, 20-25%, whatever they want to put down, or paying cash. And then it's like any other transaction where you bought or sold your, you know, primary residence. And there's lots of different ways we can, you know, fund them and types of mortgages, especially, you know, if you want to scale to, you know, beyond 10 properties that go through, say, a Fannie Mae mortgage. But it's very simple. Our team works with you, and we help you identify the right property. And we talk you through, you know, the contract phase, and then inspection, appraisal, if you do one, and then ultimately that most fun day, closing on it, and you know, beginning to own and cash flow on your property.
So one of the things that I appreciate about Bridge that not a lot of turnkey companies have are two things. One, which is your pledge, right? The pledge right on your website, black and white. Well, It's blue and white because it's the font color. Quote, our construction philosophy is simple. If it doesn't have a 10-year useful life, we'll be fixing it or replacing it. And examples of this, roof, HVAC, plumbing, windows. It makes sense, right? Like, why would you have to go through other companies without these types of guarantees? The other thing is the 12-month warranty. Right, your properties are completely renovated, and you offer an industry-leading 12-month warranty in your entire scope of work. Do you make your scope of work works available for investors to review with you?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually call it our diligence folder. So in that diligence folder, you get the complete scope of work, you get the inspection report, you get that Excel spreadsheet that we kind of talked about that has the inspection items, how it was repaired, and a picture of every item. And then you get those final professional pictures of your property. So we're actually giving that to you on the front end, and ultimately the lease as well is in there. So that way, when you, by the time you're getting into that property, you literally do know all the things that we did. You've already seen that inspection report. You understand. If you have questions or maybe we missed something in that rehab, we're able to address it in that report and make sure that you truly know that we've done everything possible to make that as truly turnkey of a property and experience as possible.
And at the end of the day, it's about mitigating the risk, right? Like,
yep.
I want to make sure that if I buy something, then I'm not walking into a risky situation. And for a lot of investors, that's exactly what happens. You walk into a risky situation because you don't have windows that are warranted for a year and, or in this case, replaced. The same thing with an HVAC, same thing with the roof. Do you know how much of a pain in the posterior it is to deal with a roof that's not been taken care of properly? Like it's so bad. Yeah. It's just so obnoxiously terrible. And that can eat into your profit margins. So you might as well pay a little extra and have all this stuff done. And you're riding in a dealer certified vehicle, right? Like that's the way that I think about it. It's a dealer certified versus going to Craigslist and dealing with a seller yourself with a car that you don't like know anything about.
It's one of those things where, you know, we can't mitigate everything, right? But we do everything in our power to do that. And then also it's that transparency. And even when we talk to clients, and it's, my line is always this, you know, I want a bad thousand. We don't bat a thousand. You know, sometimes things get screwed up, or sometimes that you miss something that needed to be repaired. But it's more about how you take care of the client. It's more about that approach that we are doing everything possible to find it. And then ultimately, it's also about just knowing that, hey, this is a house. You know, they have issue with the toilet or the sink, you know, leaked or something like that. And we've saved for it, and we have built into that performer, like we talked about earlier, that, hey, we have the expectations. We know that we're going to have to repair a few things here and there, and we've prepared ourselves for it. We have a little bit of reserves for it, and ultimately, this is a long play that we've prepared ourselves, but we've done our homework. We've partnered right with the right company. We've gotten the right property management, and then we have set ourselves up to be successful, you know, ultimately with that investment.
Smart. I think you're right. I know you're right. I don't think you're right. I know you're right. You can't guarantee 100% no risk, right? I think that's just that. Anybody saying that in the turnkey world, I mean, they're lying to you, right?
Run.
Absolutely. The other direction, and then just run faster than the person that's behind you that's being chased by a bear, right? Like just go the other way.
Just in case.
But mitigating the risk just means lessening the risk as much as possible. And that comes in the form of the right repairs with the right eyes on the project, with the right licensed GCs, with the right scopes of work, and knowing that the work is being done, it's been taken care of prior to you, the investor, acquiring it. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're talking about Kansas City. We're talking about the market and why it makes sense to invest in Kansas City. And then we're going to debate which one's better, okay? Kansas City, Missouri, or Kansas City, Kansas? I'm kind of leaning more Missouri just because I live there, I think you have different opinions of all this. So we'll talk about who has the best barbecue too. All right, we got to go to break. Check them out. Go to bridgeturnkey.com. Got questions for me? ThinkRealtyRadio.com. And we'll be right back for the final segment of Think Realty Radio.
Today's show is brought to you by Auction.com, the largest real estate marketplace for foreclosure and bank-owned properties with over 30,000 homes nationwide. Search now at Auction.com/ThinkRealty. We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Don't miss the Real Estate Note event of the year. The Paper Source Note Symposium is 3 days of learning and networking with the most experienced note investors on the planet. Discover how to buy non-performing and other real estate notes. Meet keynote speaker Eddie Wilson, president of Think Realty Radio, at the Paper Source Note Symposium, April 11th through the 13th in Las Vegas. Visit papersourceseminars.com right now and enter the discount code ThinkRealty for $50 off your ticket. That's papersourceseminars.com.
Attention real estate investors. Join the nation's top pros in residential and commercial investing in Baltimore at the Think Realty Conference and Expo, April 6th and 7th. Network with industry leaders and service providers and learn how to earn a higher return on your real estate investments. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 6th and 7th. Text radio to 96270. That's radio to 96270. Or visit thinkrealty.com/Baltimore to register. We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Golhar. We are back the last 10 minutes of Think Realty Radio is upon us. And I want to get as much juice, as many gold nuggets from my guest, Nathan Brooks, from Bridge Turnkey Investments as I can. Check him out at bridgeturnkey.com. All right, Nathan, let's go at it. So we've talked about turnkey. We've talked about why turnkey. We've talked about the process of turnkey residential real estate investing. We've talked about all the red flags, both on the property side and also the turnkey operator side if you are looking at operators. But really, just go to bridgeturnkey.com. We've talked about almost everything under the sun that we could talk about, except for the one and only Kansas City, Missouri. I'm kidding. It's Kansas City, Kansas, or Kansas City, Missouri? I don't know what Kansas City has. It's kind of like this, like, I can't figure out which state I want to be a part of. So now I want both.
Well, it does ride the line, you know, to the east is the Missouri side and the west is Kansas. And we do operate in both. They're both great. And the Kansas City market is great, Avi. So I'm pumped to talk about it.
All right. Where do you want to start? What is so good? Well, let's ask a very basic question. What is so good about Kansas City? Why is the market on fire?
Well, that's a great question. So first of all, the MSA, like the metropolitan area, is 2.35 million people and growing. It's been growing. It's still growing. We have a really diverse set of, you know, jobs, whether it's, you know, railroads. We have Garmin here. We have Farmers Insurance. We have Sprint, H&R Block. We have Cerner with multi-billion dollar contracts. And so from a workforce standpoint, there's a diverse workforce. Historically, we've seen, you know, in the downturn economy, we didn't get crushed like the, you know, Nevadas and Floridas and New Yorks and of the world, Californias. And so from that perspective, it's great. The other thing is that from an investor's perspective, it's also a really nice cash flow market. And we were kind of talking about that earlier, but when you look at the property here, you know, there's really three things to look at. It's what is the cost of the property, right? So $100,000, whatever you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
What is the rent amount that we get for that? And so, you know, if it's $100,000, is it $900, $1,000, $1,200? And then, you know, one thing that even early on that I didn't really give as much appreciation to as I should have was the cost of the taxes. Because, you know, typically insurance is not that expensive. We know what the mortgage costs are. Interest rates have actually dipped down a little bit, right? So that we're actually seeing some stabilization in the interest rates as well. Mm-hmm. So look at those taxes. And Kansas City is right around a 1%. So what does that mean? It means $100,000 home, rents for, you know, around $1,000 or whatever it is. And then the taxes are right around that $1,000 mark as well. So, you know, when you're looking at those performers, you're looking at like a city like Kansas City, it's a really, really nice place to get a market that's historically appreciated, not a bunch, but it's historically up 3 to 4% a year over many years. And it's a super stable market, diverse with the, you know, like we talked about, the jobs, and then ultimately, you know, pretty low property taxes, so that you can see, you know, both a little bit of potential appreciation as well as the cash flow in your property.
So my expected rate of return on average in Kansas City, what should I be expecting? Because I might be, you know, like on the West Coast, East Coast, I'm looking at cap rates that are like in the single digits and it sucks, right? Like 5%, 6%. Everybody's bidding because I'm either a super rich investor and I have a lot of capital and I just want to park my money in a city that I know is going not going anywhere. Or I'm going to take a chance and go to like a Kansas City for more of a return, more of a better cap rate, but still play the safety game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've been seeing cap rates, you know, between say 7.5 to 9, and we've seen, you know, cash and cash, say 8 to 10%, maybe a little bit more. And, you know, one of the things I appreciate those numbers, and I know we love to look at metrics, and we do too in our business. You better believe it. Doing 150 houses a year, we have serious data and we look at it all the time. But I really encourage, and I'm a single family investor myself. I own, you know, dozens of homes. And I really encourage people to think about what that long-term goal is. And my favorite question is, what does it look like when I'm done? And so we're not just thinking about that cap rate today, but we're thinking about that long-term goal. Are you going to hold it for 10 years? Okay, cool. Well, let's look at the whole picture of that thing and not just, you know, 1 month or 1 year, but what is my actual end result that I'm looking for? And then that way, you know, and even coming like as a client that comes to work with Bridge, we can help look at that for you. And if you want to own 10 homes free and clear, we're going to work with you very differently on that plan than if you want to own 100 homes and you're going to spend the next 30 years buying them. So, you know, look at those rate of returns, understand what those cash flows are, but then also really, really take that step back to take the 10,000 foot view and look at that business and what you want it to look like when you're done.
How much money should I come to Kansas City with? Well, I think that's another good question. Should it be $10,000? Should it be $50,000? How many of your investors are using all cash? How many are leveraging?
So great question. I think that, you know, we typically look at that 20, 25% down if you're leveraging the property. And so let's say you're coming between $20,000 and $40,000. And then, you know, we do have some investors who are paying cash, but you still have a relatively, if you look at the interest over the last 20 years, the rate of interest, we're still at a historical, either at or under the average over the last 20 years for those 30-year mortgage interest rates. So you can still get money pretty, you know, cheap that compared to what it has been historically. So, you know, we encourage people, even if you have $100,000 to invest, awesome. Well, let's do four properties, you know, or five properties. And that way we can help you scale those things, use the leverage with this relatively inexpensive, and then help you build that longer term wealth, you know, more quickly.
In terms of working with, say, local banks in Kansas City, are they open to jumping, say, past that 10% Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae. Look at that. Freddie Mae. That's definitely a thing.
It's
a new hybrid child.
I like that.
Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac.
Sometimes
yeah, right. Do you have banks that will work with you to increase that portfolio past like that 10 cap?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and I think it's important for people to understand those are great. Some people call them like your 10 golden tickets. They're great. You can get that 30-year money on them. But, you know, there's many, 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 many investors out there that own more than 10 homes. And so you can absolutely do that. And typically what's called is a portfolio loan. When I first heard that term, I thought it was like a portfolio of properties. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was like a portfolio that was actually owned by that bank. Like it's their money, they're servicing that loan. And so, you know, and not to say every bank's that way, but if you go and talk to your community bank, talk to your local bank that you're working with, then you absolutely can do that. You know, you want to build those relationships just like you're building with a partner that's helping you in the turnkey space. You want to build that in that banking space too. So, you know, what you can do is take, say, 4, 5, 6, 8 of what are those properties that you put in your 30-year mortgages. If there's a couple that you're like, hey, we for sure are going to keep these long-term, you know, maybe you leave them in the 30-year. If you have a 10-year time horizon, maybe you put, you know, 5 of those things into that portfolio loan, and now you've opened up 5 more to put those in long-term. So you can absolutely, you know, we help clients all the time clear the board of all, you know, 8 or 10 of those properties, put them in a portfolio loan, and then you can just start over.
That is a smart strategy. And if you missed that, go to thinkrealtyradio.com in the next couple of days and hit play on this episode, on this show, and like fast forward until maybe time marker 41 minutes into the show, and just listen to what Nathan just said. It's super, super, super important in terms of that financial strategy. Last question. Two questions. Last question. Do you work with investors that have rolled over, say, 401ks or IRAs into a self-directed format?
Absolutely, we do. There's a little more criteria on the side of, you know, having your owning those homes in the IRA. So make sure you've done your homework. There's also ways that, you know, you can invest in real estate through your self-directed IRA as well. Yep. So it's a great option to invest in real estate that way.
Awesome. Nathan, thanks so much. Last question. Who has the best barbecue, Kansas City?
I got to tell you, Kansas City, and I would go with Joe's KC would be my spot.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Abby. Have a good one.
Got it. That's Nathan Brooks from BridgeTurnkey.com. Have questions for me, get in touch. Go to ThinkRealtyRadio.com. And until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abby's expertise is available for you 24/7 at ThinkRealtyRadio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at ThinkRealtyRadio.com.